So before we start this episode, Mark went around and handed us plastic bags with something inside of it. So I assume you want us to open this up, like, on air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is an audio.
There's something
medium.
Heavies.
Yeah, there's something quite heavy in these bags.
John, you asshole.
I know.
Bag right up to the mic.
I'll do that.
Oh, my impeccable wrapping job here.
Oh, my.
Oh, they are.
God.
So,
this is beautiful.
This is a DPS etched Stein, glass Stein that Mark has just provided to us. If I didn't feel like shit, I would be putting a lot of beers in this right now.
Oh.
I'll put some beer in that.
There you go. Watch your spillage there.
Oh gosh.
John. Just spilling everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm not.
Spill all over
this
your laptop.
Is kick ass.
Yeah, we'll have to put this on the gram because holy crap. These are huge.
Yeah, the logo kind of works a little bit bigger. but yeah, I just.
Everyone pour your brewskis.
Yeah, fine.
So
I didn't have much brewski.
Okay, Kelly just poured
get that nice amber color.
The saddest Stein.
That shit is amazing, man.
Yeah, Mark, tell us how you did this. Give us the whole rundown.
Easy. So took the logo of our logo and stuff, and I threw it in Photoshop. Did a couple of things around it to vectorize it, as well as expanding some of the lines. Then I did. Put it on a vinyl plotter to get it to a right size, so I had to weed everything, taped, put them on here, and then took a sandblaster that I had, made a very rudimentary a sandblasting box full of trash bags, cardboard boxes, and Ziploc bags.
Wait, this is your own sandblaster?
Yeah, it's a little gun.
Oh,
like
okay.
That. It has like a little container of the... It's like aluminum oxide, basically being used to etch.
Okay.
But... did that, so like once the vinyl was in there, just go sweep over top, then and then just kind of takes over.
Damn.
But
yeah, these are awesome. I mean, you can feel the super smooth etching here on the outside of the glass, and it is
the biggest issue was the logo, because there was a part I added the D20 back into it, but then I had to use Illustrator to expand it just a little bit because the plotter was trying so hard, but the blade hit the small detail spots like around the hand and just like tried ripping everything up. I was like shit, so I had to make it bigger. And
well, we are going to be drinking out of these for every session, so whatever you do,
these are awesome.
I know, like
amazing. I had to buy the bigger glass to make it look good. I was like, I tried it with a Pilsner glass, I'm like, god damn, the angle messes everything up.
God bless you, Mark. That's like, this is really like Mark always gives like the best gifts.
Yeah, he always just shows up with something cool.
I know
that he did in his own time.
Yes,
I try. Sometimes I just hope, you know, like maybe I'll get that extra level this session, or maybe I won't die.
No, the so, real.
Hey, you know, I'll Mark, keep trying.
Yeah,
keep
the
trying.
Real question.
We'll
is...
see what happens. Okay, we'll see what happens.
It kind of worked with
Elk hits level 7.
Oh shit!
Only Elk.
That's awesome.
I mean, Elk is alive, so is this like a thank you?
That is
thank you for keeping Elk alive. Can you imagine, like, if Jake would have been like, "Oh no, screw Elk," like he's dead, and then Mark is
you just see me outside with two of these glasses, and I just shatter them, and they're like, "I'm done."
Yeah, Kelly, I think Mark's just littering your yard with glass.
It's all right. I only have two small children. I walk around barefoot
all the
time.
They won't play with all those shards.
But the character getting glass in your foot.
Oh my gosh! Should we do like a little toast? A little toast.
Oh, little toasty.
Clinky cheers.
A little clinky cheers.
Yeah.
All right. This is
very gently.
Please
to
be
the
careful.
DPS podcast for many sessions to come.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo. These are amazing.
Is that the fun things I can take advantage of at work?
This will make every beer I put in here taste better. Everyone.
So we're fucked.
You guys are safe. You're fine.
We're fine. We're in a spider.
We are going rock hunting.
Yeah.
We're in a spider village. We're good.
God, I don't even know how to start this. You guys were... Elkwood was saved via Deus Ex. And you guys are pretty much told, y'all are fools, by the Anadi who live there. I don't know if you guys know this, but Anadi are not actually native to the Mwangi.
Say what?
I thought they were. What was that? Oh, God. How long ago was it when I did that society check?
Anadis originate in the deep jungles of Nirvacha in the southern Garand.
Oh, got my jungles confused, I guess.
They can also be found in nearby nations such as Kazmaran or on smaller islands in the ruins of Aslant. Even these people are kind of outsiders as well. But you have to give it to them. They've been here a little bit longer than you guys who've been here a week, I think. Yeah, I think it's been a week.
Kezra didn't take a lot of damage in that fight, and he lightning bolted somebody. Like, he honestly was feeling really good. Mm-hmm. He just saw things collapsing around him.
Yeah.
And he was told to literally run. But like, so he's waking up in the morning, and it's like the, I don't know if it's a Predator or a Commando gif of, you know, Arnold like loading up and getting the eye.
Oh, yeah.
That's Kezra right now. He is ready to go. He's like, I'm going to win this. I'm going to kill everything in that quarry, and I'm going to take everything for myself.
And yeah, Ben's is kind of the same thing. Like, oh, you guys were idiots. And it's like, idiots? Did you fucking try to stop them? And Benson is just like, just loading up.
Yeah, Kessler is like trying to get you amped up too. He's like, it's
punching him.
It's time for killing, Benson.
Like, punching him in his chest. Like, come on, show me, show me.
This rock is going down, and then we are going to march in there, and we are going to kill all of the Cinder Claws.
Yeah, all of you have very good reasons to hate Vrocks. As I said, they are wrath demons. So Benson, being the hand of Iomide, in fact, the Elder Sage straight up asked, why is he not of the World Wound?
Yeah.
That's where they are most of the time, fighting.
He's got a Vrock to deal with over here.
Yeah, there's one of them here.
I mean, there's demons kind of everywhere at this point. You can't have everyone up there.
Adalar, being very lawful, this is your opposite.
It's chaotic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Elkwood, I'm sure, has his reasons of, you know, you did see this thing literally rip one of the Anadi.
Oh, yeah. Like, that definitely did freak him the fuck. Like, cause just imagine, like, he's being carried by these Anadi.
Yeah.
And it, all of a sudden, the one behind him just gets ripped in half. Like,
yeah.
Like, holy shit. It's I'm just thinking of the Jurassic Park of, like, gotta go faster, gotta go faster, yeah. Gotta go faster.
I imagine when I wrote about the Anadi, like, running through the woods and stuff like that, we've all seen Naruto and how... Like,
yeah, I was thinking that,
as
actually.
A squad, they, like, jump through the tree line in the canopy.
Gosh.
That's what I thought.
And then the web cocoon just smacks into a tree branch. I'm like, ah!
I'm very sad to say that of all the anime I've watched, Naruto is not one of them.
Wow.
If you have years to put away, you could watch Naruto.
I know, it's on my to-do list to watch Naruto and One Piece. I'm like, I'll never do that.
You'll never do it.
Have you watched Cowboy Bebop?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
I haven't watched all of it, but I've watched plenty of it.
It's so good.
I have one anime that I'll say you should watch it, only because it's on Netflix right now. And it's extremely popular, but Demon Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's so fucking good.
I do love Demon Slayer.
For a second, I thought you were going to be like, this is one anime you should watch. It's on Netflix. It's called The Way of the House Husband.
Is that an anime?
Yes,
it is.
It's incredible.
It might be a little different.
For people who don't know Tim and generally the whole Kofeld family, their animes were very much, they're the slice of life anime
family.
Slice
of life, yes.
They like the kids in high school and just like
yes.
People randomly doing normal things.
Yep.
I'm marrying one of Tim's sisters and I have not heard of this.
You haven't heard of it.
Nope.
It came out like 2021, so it's like it's new.
It's brand spanking
new. New.
It hasn't spread throughout the house yet.
It's so good. So yeah. it's like a retired Yakuza gang leader.
Okay,
and
that's cool.
He has retired and become a house husband.
Incredible.
Yeah. Like, I saw like two episodes of it, and it's just like his reputation still precedes him.
Yes.
So everyone's like, "Oh my god, what's he doing out there?" And he's like, how much are these oranges? These are blemished. And just like it's this, like he's like trying to be impeccable in his life.
Yeah,
you know, the Godfather was looking at oranges when he got shot.
Yeah, true.
Oh snap.
Ooh.
Man, did that happen in the anime?
No.
From the Godfather movie.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I'm saying. So,
no, it didn't. Not, not yet, anyways.
Gotcha.
No, no.
We're talking about anime, John.
I hope it gets.
I'm talking about real movies.
I hope that.
Talking
this
about
anime,
art.
I hope this anime that Tim's talking about gets really serious out of nowhere, and he's just like, "No, why?
No, why? No, there's no way it's gonna get more serious. There's no way. Like the way
so
that they
you're
already set it up.
Me to kill a man I do not know.
Jesus Christ!
No one's watched your old ass movie, John.
Shut up.
From the day my daughter used to be wed.
Demon Slayer, on the other hand, fits right in because
yeah, it's great.
Demon Slayer the movie made me cry.
Oh,
Hannah and I left that theater just in tears.
Wow,
it was fucking great.
Just like Pokemon.
Yeah, that too. Oh, actually, the Demon Slayer movie apparently outsold Spirited Away in Japan.
That's kind of insane.
What?
Imagine that shit, right?
Huh?
Yeah, no, that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I've watched Demon Slayer, and it's actually kind of amazing, so anybody listening, just watch it.
Tell
it's
us your,
really good.
Tweet at us and tell us your favorite character and confuse Timmy, because he has no idea what's going on.
My favorite character is Zenitsu, because I guess I'm weird.
I won't say mine. Because it's Rengoku, and then we're gonna leave it there because Demon Slayer is what we're gonna call this show now.
Oh,
as you guys are off to slay a demon.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
You wake up the next morning. Elkwood, throughout the night, this vulture just sat there and tore away at your cocoon.
See, when you first said it, you said vulture man, and I really thought it was the freaking thing. I was like, why? And then, like, it's a man-sized vulture, and then it took me a moment. I was like, oh, that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Jake didn't even give you any rolls. He just thematically killed him.
Oh, I saved you for later, just to kill you again. Yeah. Just really spearheading, and then Benson would walk into there, and it'd just be blood everywhere. And
really messed up to, like, save him, and then just murder him.
Murder him by a demon of wrath.
I've heard of there's a channel called Crit Crab that talks about
Crit Crab.
Demon. Yeah, it's like D&D horror stories.
Yes,
and there was one where like some ranger died. Oh, that's funny. Some ranger straight up died, and I forget what way it was, but it was horrible. And then they were like, "Wait, did we get like a save from that?" And he was like, "Oh no, it's for theatrics." I was like, "What? Hey, what the fuck?"
Huh?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. You can't kill a PC for theatrics.
There's
plenty of NPCs to do that with.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, unless there's like a pre-decided conversation with the player.
Please kill my character. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was completely like expecting to die this encounter. Like I didn't expect to just back out and all this other shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's like anybody that plays Pathfinder, like you have to understand that the character that you might be in love with. It could die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you just have to be able to move. And, like, I was completely ready to just change. And that's a hard thing to do. It's not the easiest thing.
Oh, yeah. It's like, despite all the times of, like, saying, oh, like, I have backup characters and stuff like that.
Right.
Like, I still, you know, we spent the, God, how long with these characters so far?
Yeah.
Over a year.
It's kind of like one.
No, it's been longer than a year.
It's been like a year and a half.
Yeah,
our
first episode dropped on November 2019.
Yeah,
it's been about almost 2 years.
Yeah, we recorded plenty before that. So
yeah.
Anywho, let's talk about how you guys want to approach it. You wake up in the morning,
like,
and do what? What do you do?
So I'm I don't know if Kezra has any. Do you do anything in the morning? No, you wake up late.
Calisthenics.
No. The nice thing about sorcerers is that their 10-minute rest is just they just get things back in 10 minutes. The clerics have to pray. Wizards have to study to get their focus spells and stuff. Sorcerers just exist.
Awesome.
Just their magic just comes to them.
Oh my gosh. All right, so the next day,
he just has a morning poop, and he's got to spell.
So I guess I know of your morning poop, so I kind of wait outside for you to come back, and I like
cast prestidigitation.
Prestidigitation.
You used to talk to me while I was on the toilet.
Now I do my daily quest in silence.
Realize it was kind of getting weird.
Kessler, I want to talk to you real quick. I'm sure like Benson's probably off praying somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I Benson seemed pretty excited, or... I don't know what to describe that emotion he exhibited yesterday, but it was, a little disturbing, if I'm being honest. I worry about this fight. He seemed quite excited to face off against this demon, but I don't know much about Vrox, but the way he described it, it sounds pretty fierce. So I just, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf and bring back order into my life and try to go about things more strategically. And, you know, our conversation yesterday, I think you're on the same frame of mind, but at this point I don't know where Benson's head is at. This new environment has certainly pressed us to the limits. Can I count on you to keep your head on straight if things get dicey?
I have but one goal, and that is clearing that quarry, taking what is mine. But as for Benson, I mean, he's described to us his life of purging evil from his church, and I mean, I don't know too much about the Church of Iomide, but they fight demons, right?
Yes, so they do.
This is probably something he hasn't done in a while that he's probably excited to get back to. I mean, probably killing his favorite thing, right?
Maybe talk about that fulfillment in the workflow.
I mean, the last thing was the Rhaegar?
Raldar.
Raldar,
yes. Yes, I know you have magics that can help people get out of dicey situations in a pinch, so I'll be counting on you that if things do indeed turn sour, that we can get out of here. Although I have not displayed it, Abadar has gifted me with quickness of foot in getting out of danger.
Yes, I've seen you scurry. To the buffet table. I've seen you use your magics to cheat to get to the front.
Cast guidance on himself.
Guidance, no direction, and I use the agile feat.
With this particular fight, I think Benson needs a win. And I think him felling this creature and getting the final blow could do wonders for him. I think this fight, we support Benson and ensure that he gets what he deserves here.
I agree.
As for the kobold, the kobold is mine.
Oh, yes. That one is definitely all yours. Though, I don't know if you saw towards the end. I might have spied it very briefly as I was running away through the in the woods, but I think that kobold was making its way back toward that cage. I have a feeling that it is in command of that beast, so when we go back, perhaps we can sabotage that cage to make it so that it does not open again. Or at least not easily.
Or maybe we could just kill the creature while it is trapped.
An even better idea.
Hmm.
I think there will be plenty of time for a strategy for the quarry, but right now I think we should focus on this hunt.
Agreed. I had meant to check in on Elkwood too, so we should probably make sure that we're all ready to go before we head out.
Yes, he was quite pallid yesterday.
Yes, I can't imagine. That's a quite the pain of poison is unimaginable. Anyways, I appreciate to know that we are of the same mind in this.
Yes. No rash decision making for me. At least for a couple days.
Agreed. At least for a couple days.
I have a lightning focus right now.
And then you see little fire dancing in Adela's hands, and my passion shall give me focus as well.
Nice.
Alright, so we make our way back up.
Check on Elk.
Yeah. Elkwood, how do you fare today?
Well, I guess before that, the vulture was kind of like stalking up to him and just kind of like pulling at the webs.
Yep.
I'm assuming the webs could be pulled off.
Yeah. I mean,
damn, these are DR-50. I don't know. But,
it's impossible.
It's impossible.
The Anadi don't do anything about it. They're just like, he must know him.
Yes, I haven't even named him.
Vulture bring him any food?
He probably would, but he just kind of allows it, like doesn't move really until like most of the strands, and then he just starts like cutting himself out because he has like the star knife, and right. He's just kind of like sawing through the rest of it, just very kind of like in a way politely taking the shrapnel of the webs and just kind of like throwing it out. And he actually, if you were trying to go up to see him, he is out the window and kind of like above the building and just trying to recenter himself a bit, just because like it's not the first time that he went down,
right?
But this is like the closest he was. Very like said once again, that hero point system.
Yeah,
he was very close to death, like extremely close, and he is kind of like being kind of like a retrospective type feel of everything. And it's kind of like he just kind of like pulls off the like all the like the clothing he bought in Breach Hill, like that was kind of like a charming nuanced almost, and he just kind of like takes the hat off that was kind of like this really nice, and he just kind of like discards it off into the woods. And just kind of bands it back up with, like, ties his hair back with, like, a couple, like, vines or silk or, like, just anything else, like, something more natural. And he's just kind of chilling up there. Like, he's not speaking to people. Like, he still has, like, the gnarly-looking scars all running through his body at this point. And, like, the remnants, like, it's kind of like... The way I would like see it is if you had a very bad sunburn and if you go into a cool area and you still feel heat radiating off of you, and it's just that entirely. And he's just kind of thinking like he wish he did a better tactics for the whole thing. He wish he kind of tried to use the space better, and he wasn't expecting poison like that to hit him. So he was vastly unprepared. So he's just kind of like up there, and with his arrows, he's slowly like taking three of them and kind of coating the rest of the poison that Kezra gave him on three of the arrows, just kind of like very gingerly sealing them back up. Like he's just more making preparations. And yeah, he's just kind of, and the vulture's like, I guess like right next to him.
Yep.
Just kind of twitching, like doing its like weird little head bob thing that the birds do, that they just kind of like
and every now and then it'll like preen its feathers.
Yeah, just preen.
Yeah.
So you said you were like on the roof first?
Oh yeah, he's up. He's up in the like the rooftop areas, like he's kind of unsure of what this is. Like as soon as he figured out what the hell this thing is, he's like,
yeah,
this is insane,
right? So I imagine, like, Kezra and Adelar, we just walk back in the hut, and there's literally just, like, the remnants of web where Elkwood used
to be. It looks like
he
was sleeping in a blooming onion.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just like...
He evolved. He flew out the window.
Did he turn into a butterfly?
He grew wings.
So, yeah, I'm sure Adelar is definitely concerned, because Elkwood's gone again. And he's like, where's Elkwood? Benson, are you still out praying, or are you back in at this point, Benson?
I'm probably still praying.
Okay,
but,
okay. Yeah. So I just look around, literally just an empty room, and I'm like, God's be cursed, where's Elkwood?
And you just hear, like, a thunk on the roof, just, like, tapping. Of, like, he's taking the butt of his sword and just kind of... Because he hears you. He's just,
yeah, yeah.
And he's just kind of, like, looking down, kind of, like, downcast, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like then peek, just
I,
come.
I peek out my head and I see Elkwood. I'm like, oh, I'm quite relieved to see you up there, Elkwood. It's just these past couple days have been a little rough. I feared the worst again, but I'm glad to see you're up there. It seems that you have gotten rather close to that creature there.
Yes, I haven't quite given him a name, or when it reveals itself to me, I'm sure. But, yes, he's kind of helped. I mean, I do not control these creatures. They follow me, but on their own free will, of course.
And he's just kind of, like, stroking its head a little bit. Hmm. Like, puts his hand to it and just kind of, like, nuzzles behind, like, right its neck area. And it's, like, he's just kind of, like, not like he's spacing out, but kind of like he's thinking about other things right now. And he just kind of looks back down and goes, why don't you come up here, Adela?
I will try my best. Are you going to make me roll? Because I do not have...
It's right. Covered in web.
All right, cool.
You stick to it. You're like, ah! Crap!
How did you do it?
Carefully.
All right, so Adelar kind of... He meanders his way up... Not meander. Kind of like scrambles his way up there. And he's like, oh, I typically don't do stuff like this, but it is quite the view, actually.
Yes, that's what I've been realizing this entire time. I've been here. It's welcoming in its own way. It's danger, but enjoying it, rather. It's much different than Absalon, and honestly, I appreciate it that much more. I would hate to see the city again right now. Yes. And then he just kind of switches the Elvish real fast, and he's kind of like picked it up a lot faster, and he's just... I don't know. I mean, until this is done, I think I might come back here. But I might not head back home, so to speak. I think this is more of a calling for me than what I used to do. And he just kind of looks down a bit, like he's slightly kind of ashamed. And he's kind of like something that he's been kind of keeping close to his chest. So he's like this little medallion of Calistria, and he's just kind of like thumbing it. And he's just like, I feel like everything I learned has been wrong and more for selfish attitudes. And it's not something I can do right now.
Well, we're on the path, and we're always changing and growing. And why, it's actually been quite nice to see how you've succeeded and blossomed in this distant land. I agree with you that it seems like more of a home to you than to any of us. So, if you feel like this place is more of a home than back from whence we came, then I fully support you. I mean, the EKJ elves, they quite took to you, and you seemed... Well, I think it's the happiest I've probably ever seen you before. You seemed always set on a purpose, and determination always filled your eyes, but mirth and joy are emotions that I had not previously seen as much as I have in this distant land, so... Yeah. When all this is said and done, I mean... Of course, no one is forcing you to go on this path, but we are very grateful that you're here, Elkwood, and I know that yesterday was not the greatest day for our group. We made a lot of decisions out of pride, arrogance, and rashness, and I've talked to Benson and Kezren. We are of one mind that we might slow things down a little bit and... plan a bit more. You gave us valuable intel when you first looked at the mine, and we should have used that more to our advantage. So I for one, greatly sorry for all the trouble we caused you.
It is less of yours. I, well, too, has a bit of arrogance. I unfortunately just saw a kobold, and I thought of those two morons of Pippin's off, and I completely misread the situation. I didn't expect that much cunning and intelligence of this creature. And then he just kind of like looks, he's just, I do want its head. I do. And it's just kind of like a thing he repeats like for a moment. He's like, I just, these creatures have to be exterminated, or at least disbanded enough that the elves could perhaps lay some primal law over this land to prevent this. Did you notice, and the other night right before, is that there was no sound of animals, no sound of life teeming within the woods?
I didn't pick it up, no.
That creature, that horrible vrock, that vulture beast, just imagine, just that's one. If there's more or other creatures like that, it's... There's honestly no hope for peace anywhere. And honestly, I'd just like to get back to a nice bath or, hey, just be able to feel at ease for once.
Yes. Well, we appreciate your efforts in bringing peace to this part of Galarian. It's quite noble of you.
Yes, I feel like I need to make a career change, of course.
Well, no better place to start. Well, I guess we should, I feel like we should rejoin with the others. We have much to do today.
Yes. And he just kind of, like, looks down. How far is the distance?
Oh, for the tree?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's like 50 feet or so up, like.
Yeah, he just kind of, like, goes, oh, I see you on the ground. And he just kind of just Pratt falls off of it and just lands on his feet.
Oh my gosh.
I've taken advantage of that feat so much.
You've done it for theatrics plenty.
Oh yeah, no, like
always cool.
Love it.
It's cool. He's just like backflips off, and he's like feels a little bit better, but he's just. But then he's like, "Ah, shit! I need to talk to Rinaldi," and he just climbs back up. Yeah, like he does want to talk to Rinaldi because he, like, as he that image of that one, that. You know, the creature, like, yeah. The spider creature just being ripped in half, like, right in front of him. Just kind of, and, like, knowing he was saved because of that, it just did not linger well in his head.
Yeah. So, you find Rinaldi. She was making food and handling some of her responsibilities in her web marriage. You find her, and she's, like, crafting something. Are we ready to go?
Not quite yet. I actually, he's like stutter, like kind of sheepish about it. He's like, I'm sorry about your squad mate. I know you went to save me, and I really do appreciate it. But I'm. He just kind of like stutters over himself, like
It's okay. Oh, good. We are family members, and we understand the sacrifices that must be made for the greater future to happen.
Says, do you have a name or name of him? Because, I mean, I feel like we need to... It helps, I feel like, a cause to exterminate this evil in the name of the fallen.
And his name was Solman. S-O-M-A-N, Solman.
S-O-M-A-N. Good. Solman. I will remember that quite well. And as she's crafting, he's like, by chance, do you have... it may be weird to ask, but do you have various poisons, by chance? I feel like there would be a great boon to fight this evil.
If you wish to use poison, I could give you some of mine. She spits in her hand.
Cool.
Nice.
Kind of like puts his arrows like there. But he's like, what kind of poison is it?
Naughty poison. Let me pull it. Yeah, they're on poison and everything. It's fucking dope.
Yeah, I think he's going to go to Kezra and ask for say, how many poisons can you get? I'll load up all my arrows with poison.
Let's see. A naughty venom is... DC 16 fortitude save 4 rounds. Stage 1 is 1d6 poison and flat footed.
Okay.
Stage 2 is 1d6 poison damage, flat footed, and clumsy for 1 round.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. I'm curious. Actually, hold on. Let me see. Because that was the hunter. Did the sages have better? No. Okay. It's the same throughout, so.
Okay.
Yep. So, Anadi. Naughty hunters.
Cool. Yeah, and he just, I guess, just kind of puts his hair, the arrowhead, it's like, and there you go. Just slaps a couple, like, I don't know, like one or two doses.
Yeah, I'll say you get three.
Three doses.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hey, it doesn't say that there's a limit to the number of times she can inflict it, but...
I mean, at this point, it's a DC 16, so... Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
So it is, I'll say it's like 10 a.m. here. Elkwood rested for a very long time.
Kind of had to.
Your veins still are discolored, and you can see them through your skin, as a wyvern venom is brutal on the body. So you feel fine, but you certainly look like you're...
I feel like it's an ache. Like, you constantly make a movement. Like, yeah, you can do the movement, but you feel it.
Right, yeah, yeah. You're more aware of how your muscles feel.
Yeah.
But you guys can go wherever you want, however you want to do it.
All right, well, I think we should head back in the direction of the mine, but not get too close. But perhaps, Elkwood, once you have noticed when the wildlife has started to become more scarce, perhaps that is where we can start to lay our trap.
Yes, that's quite. And he's just kind of, I mean, I guess make a survival check on that, just to make sure, like, kind of like that. Yeah. And, like, honestly, it's a creepy idea, like, of just walking and you just hear, like, screeching and stuff, and then all of a sudden it just...
Yep. It's it is eerie being in this place because everywhere else is completely populated just by like all sorts of creatures, big and small, and you constantly hear like birds and animals, and you hear a tiger roar every now and then. Here, silent.
Nice.
All everything right. is way too scared to come here because of this thing.
That makes sense. That is a 19 on the die for survival, so...
You know where West is.
That is beautiful, but I guess he's, like, doing that in order to check.
Yeah, yeah. So you know where exactly it was that you started to notice the difference in the environment.
Yes.
Well, I guess we probably wouldn't have all these insect noises in the past.
No, right? Now it's oddly quiet.
Take those insects out. We don't need them.
It's literally just cicadas. Silence.
Ah, there's cicadas!
Even if Rock can't eat all those cicadas.
The cicadas overpower him. Just like a million of them just latch on. They don't even bite, they just kind of...
Yeah, they just latch on and then transform into their new form. He's like, get off of me! Okay. You begin approaching. You can start to see the smoke of the barbecue that they had going for all the boar. So you knew you were coming up on the quarry.
Hmm. Well, look, I think not here is as good a place as any to set up the ambush. Could you try to look ahead and see if it is in the area and give us a warning?
No, I believe I can.
I think we plan on using Benson as bait.
He just turns to Benson and just...
Yes. I mean, if he's up for it.
Adelard, I will be at the ready hiding. To attack it as it approaches Benson.
I would say the area where we are, I mean... Just seeing how fast that thing could run. Fly. He's, like, prepping... A bit, but he's like, alright, I'll be up in the tree line, of course. This time he'll try and be a little smarter about approaching things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we could find a place that has like a little bit of a clearing.
Big time.
Yeah.
So Benson could.
Let me pull you guys over to the clearing map that we use for just about every other combat.
Yay!
And there you guys are.
Hey! Yep.
So this is the general clearing that you guys can find if you guys want to try to set up however.
Gotcha.
I remember this clearing.
Don't want to be in the path of Kezra's lightning.
Fortunately,
this thing is fly, so I'll shoot it
In the air.
Yeah, you'll straight up like electricity bend, like from Avatar. Right. Just bam.
So I feel like wherever I post up, I should probably be... in the tree line, but maybe like probably within 30 feet of Benson is what I'd like, so I'm going to put myself kind of towards like the middle of the map, but a little bit to the east.
Okay.
Literally if Benson is like right where he is on the map, that is like about 30 feet for me.
I controlling the vulture at all?
You should be able to. Let me give you control.
But I can control the vulture a little bit.
Oh.
That's why I'm asking.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, I want him in the tree line, out in the open.
He goes here a little south to the other part of the tree line.
Damn it, vulture! All right, get back here!
Where'd Benson go?
He teleported.
I just moved down.
Oh, yeah. We were kind of posting up a little up north, actually.
Yeah, I see that.
Give me a second.
All right.
All right, so let me ask why you guys are sitting up. How far away do you guys want to be from the quarry itself? I'll just use this clearing for wherever you guys are. I just want to know, like, because you guys are going to signal. I just want to try to find out if the signal would be good enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say, like, a reasonable distance. Like, it enough that if everything starts, that all of a sudden you're not going to have, like, charcoal popping out of the woods. Like,
I mean, we'll see.
Not, like, 20 feet away. Just, wow, shit, they're right there. Yeah, it's...
I got you. So you want to be... Now, when you guys fought them last time, they did not follow you into the tree line.
Yeah.
So you're not sure if they're actually going to go out and hunt you in that way. I'm mostly just thinking about how likely it is that that the Vrock would see the signal. That's really kind of what I'm trying to get here.
I mean, I was kind of thinking, like, we're not necessarily in a hurry. Like, Elk can go into the, like, hide up in the trees and, like, be scouting and looking for this thing. If it's flying around, hunting, scouting, it's basically, we're posted up safe enough away from the quarry that we're not going to attract much interest. But if this thing's flying around the periphery of the quarry, okay, it heads towards the eastern side of it, we can attempt to signal it.
Okay.
We basically can take all the time we want.
Gotcha.
Unless it never comes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Elkwood is going to just be posted way up high in the tree line, in the canopy, and you're just going to be waiting around.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to try to lure it out with, like, yelling or something, right?
Okay, yeah.
We talked about.
Oh. Whoa.
Don't worry about it.
There it is. It makes bubble sounds.
Yeah, that's how you speak abyssal.
Whoop. Doesn't sound as scary as you think it would.
You guys are stationed up in this area and waiting around. Hours go by. And you can see off in the distance, you can see that you can the people working in the mine. You can see plenty of the Charaka and Bulgard Swamp Cedars that are kind of milling back and forth. Some of them are working, some of them are going off on their break. And I'll say that this, you know, through the tree line, let's say 200 feet, 200, 300 feet away, so anyone with your elf eyes, Elkwood, would be able to look over and see this happening. And at one point through the tree line, as you're watching all of these cinder claws, you see them look up at a certain point and immediately take cover in any shelter that they have around. And then you see the Vrock making a patrol in your direction.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. He immediately says, his eyes wide-ish. Mess up. He's just kind of like looking around, like, of course he has a shout. He's like, I see it.
Benson, now's the time. Signal the creature.
And Benson does that.
What do you do to try to signal it? What do you
raise the sword.
You raise the sword?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're pretty below the tree line. You just, like...
Yeah. Okay. I just walk out.
Okay. So you just walk out into the center of this clearing and just stand there.
Yeah.
And eventually you hear... as this thing flies over and you see it just over the tree line and you make eye contact for a second with it.
Oh, snap.
And then you hear it laugh as it swoops around and flies in through this small hallway in the cusp of the trees.
Oh, shit.
Knocking over all of the tree line, just pummeling right through it to come right at you. I would like you all to roll initiative.
Oh,
I
don't want. Would I be stealthing at this point? Because
I imagine all of you are stealthing.
Yes. Yes.
Yay.
Fuck me.
Well, except for Benson. I imagine Benson's intimidating. That's just a.
Oh yeah, that is. A thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I forgot that was the thing.
I was on the 19, and then it rolled to a 4.
Do I roll for intimidation or initiative?
You're trying to intimidate, so...
Intimidation for your initiative.
Roll intimidation.
Yeah. Intimidation is very good.
I imagine
that is good.
All right. Let me get to... There it is. Benson, what'd you get? Not bad at all.
That's not bad.
Elkwood.
26.
Ooh.
Stealthing.
Kezzer.
I also rolled a 4, so I only got a 12.
Oh. Adelar.
9.
Oh my god.
Wait, what? How?
I rolled a 4, and my stealth is a plus 5.
Oh, you're using... Ah, yeah. Shit. I was like, oh, yeah.
I can be sneak.
Oh, boy.
Let me roll Renali's here, because she did say she would help you.
Oh, thanks, Renali.
Not bad. She got a 23.
Nice.
She is also stealthing. I will grab her token in just a minute. The Vrock, however, got a 33.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
The Vrock comes swinging right through the tree line at you, Benson.
Come on. Come on.
And it is going to swing out with its beak first.
Please, miss. Please, miss. I don't want to hit you this turn.
23 total.
Miss.
Wow.
Oh.
That was a 2
that
on
was
the
a
die.
Miss.
That's a 2 on the die.
Huh? Okay. Huh? Miss. Come on. Come on. Come on.
There it is.
Second attack. 25 total.
That will miss when I raise my shield.
My gosh. As you raise your shield, its beak comes down. Its beak comes down and tries to just chop your head off in one bite. Dodge it, and then as it comes back for a second bite, trying to swing its head back around, you shove your shield into its mouth, and it's just like,
yes.
It is now Elkwood's turn.
Okay, Elkwood. I don't know if I could just say it, like, what could I be considering hunting prey, like, since I did see that, because I was kind of...
Yeah.
Because I was looking at... Yeah, right, so, yeah. Okay, so no, I don't have to take an action for that.
Nope, you are already hunting your prey.
Okay, so he loads up... he loads up an arrow, and he's... takes two actions to give himself an extra plus 2 for this one. We're using hunters. Oh my god, I get them all because they're all like hunter something.
of course, they're all named the same.
Hunter's aim, hunter's vision, hunter's, you know, hunter's edge. You know, there's like so many of these. But he uses hunter's aim for take two actions to extend this and lets loose the arrow that has been dipped with giant centipede poison that Kezro gave him. Many.
Nice.
So, this one is ready. Go. Actually, because I had this idea for mine, too.
Go on.
One of the magic arrows, can I do that, like, for vine arrows?
And I wouldn't see why you couldn't do that.
Okay, because that's what I would have done. Like, okay. I wanted to do, like, a trip, like, a double thing.
Oh, got it.
So, he has to hit first, though.
Yeah.
Got to hit first.
Got that hero point.
Got Hunter's aim.
14 on the die. So, that is a plus 29.
Come on. Yeah.
31 to hit.
That hits.
Okay.
So yes.
31 hit. So that is precision. 2d6. This time I have enough dice, so I don't have to keep rerolling the same thing. Oh my god. So that's 8 points of damage. 7 points of penetration, but 2 for apparently a stupid thing.
Okay.
So 8 points there, and roll a... 4-2 save, I believe?
Yes.
For the poison?
Let's see. 42 save for the poison. 32.
Ah.
Oh, fuck you.
Crit success.
Yeah. Poison don't matter.
Hey, you have the poison.
Doesn't
I love acupuncture.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it's only... Oh, 9 points of damage.
Oh, okay, got it.
And for his final action this time, he is going to...
What about the vine arrow?
Oh, attack? The vine arrow to ensnare.
Yeah. Okay, it's a reflex save.
Need to check on that.
Okay.
It splits in half. It doesn't honestly say... Oh, wait. It just says, when activated, it hits a target, the arrow shaft splits and grows, wrapping the target in vines, and then takes a negative 10-foot circumstance penalty to speed for 2d4 rounds or until it escapes. On crit, it's immobilized.
Okay, so you...
But then you could just do, like, next turn DC 19.
Oh,
boom,
okay.
Flex out of it.
Okay, so...
that thing's gonna beat it, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so...
But 2d4...
Yeah, so roll that, and then we'll see what it does next round.
Oh, where's my caltrops at?
Where's my little guys?
Where's my D4? There it is.
There it is.
Well, 6 rounds.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
He's on take a negative 10 penalty.
Negative 10. All right.
And for his final action, he is going to not shoot again this time, but he is going to use stealth to take cover.
Ooh. Okay.
So he is going to guerrilla warfare this.
Yes.
13, so that's a 27.
Okay. 27 against... okay, cool. The vulture that is your friend.
Yes. Says, fuck this shit. I didn't sign up for this.
Dives out of the tree and tries to attack Lavroc.
Would he get the hunter's bonus for that then?
Yes, he would.
Good. Okay, I'm just making sure, because this is a little particular of a case. So let me get my D8s. I need to roll 3D8 here. It's 5 and 8. Oh, wait, shit, I need to roll the hit first.
Oh, yeah.
Darn, I got a little bit.
Definitely hit.
Yeah. No, he fucking missed. 14. So he flew, one action, second action, missed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. It is Benson's turn.
Strike.
Okay.
Alright.
Zeal, too.
Eighteen
does not hit.
Oh, fuck. Natural
9. Oh, not natural 1, though.
Yeah.
Nope.
Natural 18, though.
Okay. What's the bonus? That's a pretty heavy penalty.
27.
That is a miss.
Oh my
gosh.
Oh,
shit.
I'm just swinging then.
As you try to swing out at this rock, and you think that you almost got it, all of a sudden it just catches your sword and throws it to the side.
Oh.
What?
Well, like...
Yeah.
Like, oh, see, I thought you were like just doing... I thought you were doing the DM thing, like, huh. No, his sword's gone now.
throw it away.
No, that was just a shit.
What does happen, Benson, is that your side starts to burn.
What?
Oh, just the fiendish wound that you've got from Raldar starts to ache.
Oh.
Consider yourself doomed one.
Wait.
Oh my gosh.
That's mean. It's very mean.
Okay.
Yep, that's very mean.
Oh.
It is Renali's turn.
Rogue wound, more like Benson wound.
Benson wound. Renali jumps out of the tree line. She was near Adalar. As she charges after this thing and tries to sink her claws in, sink her talons into it. Unfortunately, she misses completely. She manages to get onto it, but she can't even bite past its vicious hide.
Shit.
It is now Kezra, your turn.
Alright. Kezra sees him struggling. His hand emerges from the woods, crackling with lightning as a lightning bolt comes out.
Make sure you aim that from so the vulture doesn't get hit.
I got plenty of rock to hit. Let's go ahead and roll a reflex thing.
Okay.
I'm sure it's awesome at it.
It's pretty good. 35?
That's a critical success.
Wow.
So, it completely dodges it. Kessler's very mad. And... Damn. Okay. He will just summon his claws then with his last action.
Alright. After that...
What was that?
I couldn't tell if it was a bird or an alarm outside.
I think it was a bird. Nature's alarm.
Adalar, it is your turn.
All right. Adalar sees his demon approach, and he's familiar with a lot of demons growing up in Chelyax, but he's not encountered this one. For when Benson was describing it, he was quite shocked and horrified. But an Abadarian priest knows how to deal with a demon. As a brilliant flash of fire and light erupts through his fingertips, as a searing light is going to try to penetrate it. Come on, spell attack roll. Ooh, okay. This is a natty 16.
Okay.
For a 28.
That is a hit.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I was like terrified that it wouldn't hit. All right. So... success to the target. Okay,
I mean, that's right. You got a good shot. Got a lot of damage out.
Oh, yeah. So that will be, since it is a fiend, it'll be 10d6 of damage. 5d6 fire and 5d6 good. Yes.
Okay.
A lot of ones.
Well, that was just like over here. I mean, D6s. Is that better?
Yeah, a lot better.
Okay. The other half, I assume, was the... Okay.
Ooh, 36 points of damage.
Okay.
And remember, some of that's good.
That... is a key point, because as you strike this thing with this beam, it takes the regular damage, and as you see it strike into it, you see just the light course through its body as it looks to be weak to good damage.
Oh, good. Yes.
Keep burning it.
Burn all your third level spells.
And then as this light is, like, erupting from Adalar's fingertips,
mm-hmm.
you see that bright golden halo appear above his forehead again.
Okay. It is the Vrock's turn.
Oh, shit.
The Vrock sees that it is surrounded on all sides. And just... As it casts a mirror image.
Shit.
Fuck.
God.
Boo.
Oh, I love this spell.
That's not a fun spell, Jake. For us, yes.
Three illusory images of you swirl about your space, potentially causing those who attack you to hit one of the images instead of you. Any attack that would hit you has a random chance of hitting one of your images instead. If all three images remain, there is a 1 in 4 chance of hitting you. 1 out of 1d4. 2 images remaining. 1 in 3. Blah, 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 blah. You guys know how that works. Once an image is hit, it is destroyed. If an attack roll fails to hit your AC, but doesn't actually critically fail, it destroys an image, but has no additional effect, even if the attack would normally have an effect on a failure. If an attack roll is a critical success and would hit one of the images is destroyed, and the attack roll becomes a success against you.
Oh.
Once all the images are destroyed, the spell ends.
That's a lot different than 20. That's really good.
It is a bit different.
That's a weird one.
Yeah. I like that a critical hit does both. That's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense at that point. That way it's not like... and 1e when you could do like natural 20, awesome, and then you hit an image.
Yeah, and then you go roll and you get a 1 on a d4 and you're like, damn it, come on. And then after its images, it begins to shake like a dog, and spores emit off of its body.
Yep.
I need you all.
Oh.
Well, everyone around it anyway. So the vulture, Rinaldi, and Benson. To make a fortitude save.
Is that my worst? I'll take that.
Okay.
I need to refine it here.
All right. Benson, what was your fortitude save? That is a critical failure.
Oh shit.
So you initially take... okay. So you initially take 10 points of poison damage.
Mm-hmm. It's not liver and poison.
And then... as these spores penetrate your skin and grow into thick green vines all around you, yeah, and you take 9 persistent piercing damage.
Oh!
Immediately?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
And that is its turn.
Hmm. Vulture roll.
Oh yeah.
30.
30, success.
Okay.
Yep, so you just take half of that. Oh. Which, I'm at 10, so take 5.
Okay.
And you succeeded, so you don't get to the vine spore things.
Ugh.
However, how did Rinaldi do?
She crit succeeded.
she did okay. However, not enough to succeed, actually. So she also takes the damage. And that is the Varrock's turn. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Wonderful. All right. So, probably stupid question. The thing I did before, are they concealed? Like, does mirror image almost feel like concealment, or no? Not at all, probably.
No.
Damn it.
No, it's a spell. It's not the... yeah.
Okay.
It's
more your character's guessing on which one to hit.
Yeah. I know. I was just like...
until you got, like, true sight or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
I just saw Hunter's aim, and I was like, maybe... No, it doesn't. It says hits through concealment.
Nope.
So he is going to do another 2-action Hunter's aim on it. He's just going to hope for the best on this one. All right. Shit, that's... probably 6 plus... what's 17 plus 6?
23.
Nah, it's a miss.
That's a miss.
And once again, he... because, like, as soon as he saw the mirror images, he's not using special stuff right now.
Yeah.
And
did it say something about missing still hits a mirror image?
Oh, mirror image. It said... once an image is hit, it is, if an attack roll fails to hit your AC but doesn't critically fail, it destroys an image but has no additional effect.
Okay. Ooh. So it destroys an image, right?
Yeah, it destroys an image.
Well,
okay.
That's really great.
Nice. And now there are 2 images.
Right, okay. Left. And he is going to do, like, the sniper's move and just kind of, like, take a... once again, hunker down. Like, he's being... 27 again. For
nope.
Stealth.
Nice. Oh, okay, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, for stealth. He's just... trying to dip and move.
Yep.
And I guess Vulture goes now?
Yes, you can move the Vulture.
He's,
or attack.
Right? He's attacking.
So nervous.
Damn it. 21.
That is a miss.
Can you do a 5-foot step away? Maybe.
He can.
Yeah.
Take a little step.
A little guarded step backwards. Yeah.
Guarded fly.
Yeah, card and fly.
Yeah, he's going to flutter back for a moment.
Okay.
And that's it. One image.
Back. Benson, your turn.
Wait, was 21
what?
Enough to destroy an image then?
It would have been, actually, because it's not a critical fail.
Good.
So yeah, now there's only 2. Now there's only 2.
Yes.
Thank God.
That's great.
Thankfully, that rule was added.
Yeah, that is a neat caveat to that spell. Though.
Yeah.
Just swing. You'll at least chunk down those things.
First one was a 3. Second one was a 6. 14. What is it? Minus 5, minus 10?
Yeah.
So 24.
That is a miss.
But the image is destroyed.
The image is destroyed.
So he's by himself
now.
So now
you just see the one target.
You just see the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That works.
That changes what I was going to do.
Renali's turn. She looks up and she sees that this thing is using some illusion spells, and she happens to know about that kind of stuff. So she is actually going to cast Mirror Image on you, Benson.
Ooh. Okay.
Beautiful.
Oh, so that's like the benefit Mirror Image. You can target other creatures with it now?
I thought you could always target other.
Could you?
Or is that Blur?
Mirror Image, Spell 2, Illusion Visual.
Blur is a touch spell.
Yeah.
Oh, three illusions of you. Never mind. It doesn't say self. Huh. It doesn't say self anywhere from what I can tell. Okay. She casts on herself then. Whatever.
Yeah.
and she's going to try to bite into it. Come on, 90-20. She actually hits.
Hey!
Ho-ho.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's go, Renali.
Let's see. 4 points of regular damage. She gets a good bite off, and then I will need to make a 42 save for the Vrock.
Probably passes.
I know.
32 easy pass on the Venom. However, you can't knock it. It's good. It's good stuff. And then, Kezra, your turn.
All right, Kezra was not happy about that first lightning bolt missing. This time,
completely.
He opens his mouth, and a bolt of lightning fires out of his mouth.
Nice.
What?
Like that of dragon breath.
Oh.
Roll a reflex save.
Okay. 32.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly a critical success.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Kezra is going to...
Feels about right.
God damn. That's rough. He's going to just reposition to here.
Okay. Kezra unleashes a lightning, sees it do nothing, and he takes a little bit of a step. Adelar, your turn.
All right, since all the mirror images are destroyed, Hadalar is going to change his tactics, and once again, he's going to unleash a burst of light.
Oh, God.
Have a dark lens, this demon.
Please hit.
Hadalar is coming out with a solo album.
Please hit.
I would listen to that. That'd be a good one.
Adelar's gonna do re-roll the...
You gonna use your hero point?
He uses a hero point. So he's all this... crazy energies is bursting out of his fingertips.
I mean, it's a level 3 spell.
Yeah. And it's funny. It's like I imagined it's kind of like a laser almost. I know it's technically a ray, but it's kind of like a laser. He's like directing it into the sky and he's trying to aim it right on this rock. Oh my gosh, the worst. Does 16 probably misses.
16 does miss.
All right, damn. So just this brilliant flash of light just kind of like takes off some leaves. As they erupt in fire.
Okay.
I still have one more action.
Okay.
And with his last action, he's gonna give some guidance to Renali.
All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Renali, take Amadal's guidance.
Gotcha. She's like, what the hell?
Who?
I don't like it.
Don't worry about it.
What's this new age god stuff?
Okay, is that the end of your turn?
Yes, indeed.
The Vrock, seeing that it is surrounded and it got some of the spores off, is going to move its hands with some somatic components.
Hmm.
And cast Dimension Door.
Oh man.
Oh no.
Fuck.
Where's he going?
And appear,
no!
And appear directly next to Abadar, who has been hitting him with holy light, and I will see you guys next time.
Oh shit.
Gosh. He did more. I mean, he did the most damage.
Yeah.
Out of everyone.
Fuck!
He's the only one doing good damage.
Mm.
Yep.